Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Bad Boy TV. And right now, chilling with AY, Mr. Amidi, just got your own cruise for this set. We're chilling with IA, Cousin IA, and now we're here to talk about episode 8. Yeah, the last episode of Invincible. You show really bust everybody here. From out of nowhere, fam. Like, call my guys, like, calling me. Couple of weeks ago, that should watch your show, guy. T, watch your show. You guys watch your show, it's mad. I was not like, huh, mad. The reason why I didn't watch that first, I didn't get the chance, but when I did, hey. Nah, show's on some other shit. So, right now, yeah, background, just to watch this thing for this side. I want to see what's in this, so about this thing, what ends like this. And talk about what the fuck happened. Midi, how you see the show now? Yo, but like real talk, see, from my own side, I'm not going to lie, it's mad, but it's not that mad. Yes, plot twist, it's mad, but it's not that mad. Why? Because it's something I've witnessed. I've seen some shit like this before. As a huge DC fan, and I follow shit a lot, do get. So like, I'm not even fucking surprised. And there's one thing I realized, basically, Omni-Man's origin stories basically a combination of Kryptonian, like half Kryptonian and half Saiyan. That's what he is. Like his origin story, the planets, whatever. Kryptonian plus Saiyans mixed together. I know the Saiyans, they were a warrior race of warriors who were destined to conquer. Just drop one on one planet and leave that one as a child, as a fucking baby to conquer an entire fucking planet. So basically a combination of Saiyan and Kryptonian origin. So I'm actually not like really surprised to show turned out how it did, because as a DC fan, if you've played Injustice, the video game, and if you've read the comic book, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So like, this is nothing new. It's nothing new to us, and it's just Madu. But now, also as a DC fan, like, it pisses me off, and then it pains me that DCD didn't do this. This is like not straight from them. Basically, like the character, in short, the whole fucking show is based off Justice League, Omni-Man, Supes, obviously based off Supes. And what they call their fucking own, their version of Justice League, I don't know, Guardians of the Globe, yeah. Everybody, Batman, Wonder Woman, whatever. You can even see it in their character designs. Their whole point is based off the Justice League and the heroes in DC. Now, normally in DC, Superman is a good guy, but here, plot twist of life, my G. Plot twist of life is a fucking villain. And you get to see that from episode 1, you get. So episode 1 was just like a huge slap in the face to everybody who was like coming to the show like just fresh-eyed. Like, you're not expecting anything, and then they just fucking slap you. They slap you with plot twists since episode 1. And now the whole season is just about how, from then, from that particular moment, from how the series of events play out or turn out. So yeah, we're here for it. It's actually not bad. But right now, yeah, we're going to dive into the latest episode, which is episode 8. Episode 8 that dropped earlier this week. We've been waiting for it, and now it's finally here. And, hold up, BRB, I'm coming. This nigga fucking said his wife has been nothing but the pet to him. Bro, the disrespect, I do not even understand it. Let's say like after 20 years of marriage that you spent with somebody, after all the ups and downs, trials, tribulations, all that bullshit, you just end up calling the person a pit. Bro. The disrespect, like, I honestly, I don't really know what to say about it. It's just, that one on par savagery, that's disrespectful. So now these two niggas is fighting. Is that Godzilla in the background, I'm saying? Some dinosaur. Oh my god. Woo! This guy stops his fucking punch. Bruh. But it's obvious, you can tell that he's paining him. The guy wants to cry, he's just trying so hard not to. He's fucking paining him. Guy, that was fucked up. Like, he spent the first 7 episodes of his show looking like Superman, like the most self-righteous bastard in existence, and then at the last moment you just switch up and off everybody. Yeah, that's terrifying. That's actually quite terrifying. I kid you not, my G. He's the next leader of the show, just Cecil, to an extent, yeah. So respect to Cecil, the guy's always been a real J, a real nigga since episode one. He's on some Tony Stark slash Lex Luthor type shits, but without the homicidal tendencies. Cecil, MVP. MVPs of this show, Invincible, hands down. Who else do I call? Adam Eve. Jinx. Eve, she's a G. She's actually much more powerful than like the show portrayed her to be. I do not know why. I thought they were going to save some shit for like the final episode of the season one, but I don't think it's time yet. She has not really like gone. She never really spars like that. That kind of pew. So now the intro is covered with blood. Man, dude. I should watch this thing. Wow. Like, this nigga is not even holding back. How would you beat the fuck out of your son like this? You're not even holding back. Oh my days. Wow. Wow. Woo. Cecil. Imagine if Superman was such an asshole like this. Do you know how fucked the planet is? But what's the point? Your missiles won't do shit. Like, what's the fucking point? Stop. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting energy. Stop wasting resources. Y'all niggas can't do shit. There's no point. Just stop it. Wow. That was close. Bro, that's some Black Adam shit. That's how Black Adam offs people. I'm sure you know. I can't wait for that movie. It's going to off niggas like that. Shit.
What difference?
Wow.
He'd have a life.
Did seeing that man lose his life disturb you? Did it hurt? Well, let's see how you handle it.
Woo! Like, no, he's not even playing again. Punched him into the fucking city. My dude. Must be nice. Everybody just catch their cruise. White America. Then all of a fucking sudden, wait for it. Bro, just like that, fam. Wow. Hashtag fuck white America. Off so many niggas in one strike. On top of one punch, you see how many niggas just fuck, even the fucking drive. Oh my god. So many victims because of one strike, fam. One punch! Bro, how many people just fucking died right now, fam? Bro, see, where's the older man? Where's that older man? Guy, look down. The building is now collapsed, bro. Fuck!
I've got you.
This is one reason why people hit the Man of Steel. The destruction was just too much. But fuck, do you expect when two Kryptonians are fighting? Are you mad? This is expected for a nigga like Supes and Omni Man. This level of destruction should be expected. So anyone who catches feelings over it, suck my dick, nigga. Where's the woman? Gone. Just a hand. Gone. On top, see, person where you think, see, this guy be like Superman or some self-righteousness shit. The most perfect nigga on this fucking planet. Now find out that he's like Adolf Hitler.
How could you do this?
Bruh.
That was your fault.
That was your fault? Wow. Wow.
How many more need to die?
This guy needs an ass whooping.
It's up to you.
A bad one. I want to see someone beat the fuck out of Omni Man, for real. I can't wait for season 2. Listen, like, I want somebody to beat the fuck out of this guy right now. Look, it is right, Sean.
Is Mom's life worthless?
No.
In the grand scheme of things.
No. No.
Yes.
Bro! God damn. Ah, she was fucking watching. Bruh, she was watching. But guy, you can reach all you want, you still can't do shit. I'm happy you're angry, but at the end, it's not going to mean shit.
I'm telling you the truth.
Woo! Jesus, how many people just died again? When you guys say Supes is weak, Supes, are you mad? I love this show for one reason. Yeah, the same way I love Injustice. They are showing what it would be like if Superman lost control or if it was a villain. No one is safe. But now this train part, oh my god. The kind of post-traumatic stress disorder this guy is going to suffer from this shit, I don't even want to imagine. Bro! Like, just pissing everybody in front of him. Guy. Everybody. Shred everybody. Wow. 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 This is your old woman, yeah? Your papa meaningless. Bastard. Wow.
You're wrong.
Wow.
I've seen you save people. I've seen you almost die to protect them.
Guy.
Maybe you were a Viltrumite when you came to Earth.
This one way they try to talk sense into the man. Guy, I know Naruto. Stop. Like, just calm down. You can't do that. That's not your power, bruv. Changing people's hearts and minds. That's Naruto's superpower. No be you. Invincible, I beg. Guy, snap out. Beat the fuck out of him. But you're still too weak though. Please. Is this what I said, please? No? God damn. Like, he's not holding back again. Fuck. Wow. Wow.
You aren't listening, Mark. My time here has been a speck in the span of my life.
Speck.
You don't know.
Bruh.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. As in every line is just busting my head. This is where I say please. Hey! God damn. Now he's on some Injustice super move type shit. But look, I go like see this guy fight Goku. Omni Man. I go like see Goku. I swear.
Goku.
Yes. Goku fuck him up, obviously. But I go like see him. I want to see, because I want to see somebody beat the fuck out of him. Do you get? This guy needs an ass whooping, proper one.
Well, your true
You're not a robot anymore, remember?
Bro, just sink Titanic like that. Mad. One point, the mountain is breaking. This is starting to remind me of God of War 3, when Kratos beat the fuck out of Zeus with his fists. Bro, except in this situation, the roles are reversed. Wow. That was, bro, I don't even know what to say about that. I feel bad for this woman. No, you can't. Shit.
This is a waste of everyone's time. There's so much more I could be doing right now.
Gilmar! You're gonna miss it.
So basically, is this someone that taught him what humanity is?
You and I, we made him. He's ours. When he feels joy, we feel joy. See that look on his face? How can you see that and not feel the same way? As we get older, it's harder to feel that.
True.
The weight of the world, it bogs us down.
True. Facts. Nice.
Nice one, honey. Our children remind us of the joys in life.
True.
It brings us back.
True.
It shows us what life is all about.
True.
To change.
Yeah. Humanity. Hey, so because of her, basically, no. Fuck. She made him understand what it means to be human. Even if it was for a short 17 years, but at least she did. That was cool. That was why she's special. There's still a bit, a piece of good in him. You can't kill him. You can beat the fuck out of him, though. You can beat him like into a near-death experience, but you can't actually finish him. This nigga stood back up. Wow.
Make me do this.
I used to shout to this guy.
So you can watch everyone around you.
Somebody kick this man's ass, please.
You outlast every fragile, insignificant being on this planet.
True, though.
You'll live to see this world crumble to dust and blow away.
Also true.
Everyone and everything you know will be gone.
True, but now why do you vex like this?
What will you have after 500 years?
Fuck. Shit. Say you. fuck, gay. Wow. Fuck. Just slap you in the face with emotions, gay. God damn, that was rude. That's such a rude thing to do to your audience. Guy, that hit deep, man. Yeah. Wow, that's how I live fucking planets, mother. But see this boy now. As his girlfriend now, what are you going to do? You won't tell me so you go stay by these guys. Let's not even talk about that. But mad respect to Mark though. Young Popsy again beats you like that. As in, fine, I can expect something like that if your Popsy is crypto so, but nah, still though. This guy hits everybody. Omni-Man slapped everybody with depression. Slapped the whole planet with depression. Everybody just did cry. God damn. Honestly, this kind of feels like the death of Superman, honestly. Like the way everyone is acting and shit. Wow. That was the same question. Yeah. It shocked you, Abby. Plot twist of life.
All we can do is hold each other.
Yeah. You can't count, it's measurable. Alright, let's keep this on short note. Now we have to go. So yeah, that was... Okay, what would you rate this shit over 5? As a series, not even series, as a season finale, my bad. Honestly, I'm going to give this shit 5 over 5. I can't even front, this was actually mad. Even for the fact that like I've seen the whole concept of an evil Superman, because that's Injustice, like literally the very first video game I bought with my own money, so I've seen all this shit. But like this is, it's not... It's kind of like the same concept here, but like with a different twist in a different way. And this one just hits so much harder than that one. People say Homelander versus Supes, who would win? We all know the answer. Now people are saying Homelander versus Omni-Man, who would win? I don't know. Subject for another day, I guess. So yeah, Invincible, season finale, season 1, episode 8, 5 over 5. Madness. This episode was just a mad, like it was nothing but madness. My bad. Nothing but madness. Mad action, drama, plot twists, all that shit. So, bust my head, child, but okay, it's when something's busting your head, but it still sound depressed as fuck. That's how mad it was. Now, yeah, so that was the episode. Still don't know whatever the fuck episode this is, but whatever. Till next time. It's your one and only bad boy, to you know. Peace, nigga!